This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
America, hello world, and welcome to the Tuesday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I am your host, retired fire rescue Captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as we broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida, flagship stations to great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the internet and the satellite. Now, a special shout out goes to our active duty military, our veterans, our EMS, our firefighters, our police, our hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, security officers, U.S. Coast Guard, and all those out there keeping us free and safe. And to everybody working on the Third Watch right now, thanks for helping America and keeping America rolling along. Now, that goes for our over-the-road 18-wheel drivers, the men and the women out there, coast-to-coast, border-to-border. Also goes for our FedEx and our UPS and our bulk mail drivers out there getting the mail and the packages delivered to where they need to go. And, of course, our suicide jockeys hauling the gas and the diesel and the jet fuel wherever it needs to go. And let's not forget about our Amazon workers in the warehouse and our Amazon drivers out there, too. Now, you can follow us on Facebook, the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. We're also on MeWe. We're on Gab. We're on Parler. We're on Getter. We're on Truth Social. And we're on Twitter, all as Captain's America. That's Captain's America. And our website is the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com. That's Captain's America ThirdWatch.com. Go over there and find out all the different things we got over there on that website. A lot of different links, including a link to my next guest, retired United States Army Lieutenant Colonel Kevin Wright. He's got his link over there for the Manatee County Republican Liberty Caucus and the Florida Republican Liberty Caucus. There's two links over there. So go over there and you'll find them. In the meantime, good morning, Colonel Wright.
Good morning, Captain.
There they are. There they are. They're out there. It's a beautiful, beautiful morning. Out there right now, let me see here. What's the temperature? See if I can find. Oh, 68 degrees. Not bad.
It's very nice. I stepped outside. Going to be a beautiful day.
All right. Well, let's say the pledge and get rolling. You ready?
I'm ready.
I pledge allegiance
to the flag
of the United States of America.
Of America.
And to the Republic.
For which it stands.
One nation.
Under God.
Indivisible. With liberty and justice for all.
For all.
And we emphasize those two words, ladies and gentlemen, under God, because our great country was founded on Judeo-Christian values. Well, let's see. Where is our president today?
Well, is he the same place he started out by surprise visit yesterday?
No, he's in Poland.
Ah, that's right.
He took the last train to Poland. Now, I think it was kind of interesting because they made a big deal out of it, you know, big, tough Joe Biden. You better leave him alone. He's coming to Ukraine. You better leave him alone. Don't do nothing. Don't get anywhere near him. I mean, you know, Out of respect, they've done that before for our people when they've gone into the Ukraine, the Russians, that is. So I didn't expect that anything else wouldn't have happened other than that. But they had to make it sound like as if he was this big, tough dude in there.
Yeah, it was. And the most discouraging thing is that the president has not shown the leadership to We don't have any form of consensus. Nobody's going to ever agree on everything. But as a nation, we don't have a consensus on what the heck we want to do and where we're going in Ukraine. And you can't move forward. You can't make decisions. You can't spend money. You can't give up our treasured military resources and potentially put folks at risk, including United States citizens, when you factor in China and Russia, at risk without coming to some sort of consensus. And that's what's missing here. It's just them spouting and enjoying the accolades because Zelensky didn't have to come to the United States with his hat out collecting money. The president went there and to fill up his top hat.
Well, you know, I'm thinking to myself, and I'm thinking out loud, a lot of people are upset because he didn't go to East Palestine, Ohio, correct?
Right.
Do we not have a vice president that's capable of doing that?
Well, I'm not sure what Kamala is capable of, but I would think at least to make that trip. She's made trips, hasn't she? Overseas and elsewhere, like the president is now, but no trip where it matters to most Americans' way of thinking.
Well, the people in Ohio feel like they're being shunned to the side, you know, tossed off to the shoulder. I don't blame them. It kind of sounds that way to me from what I keep seeing and hearing.
Yeah, and regardless of what we just don't know what we don't know about what was right, what was wrong with what was done. What we do know what was wrong is the slow reaction by the feds to do that. And, yeah, you're right. I put myself in their shoes. I can empathize with that. And I can fully understand that. I feel like we were given a short circuit. So you can't blame the folks for saying, hey, how about putting America first here and not Zelensky, not the Ukraine? It's just a mixed bag of priorities, and they're just misplaced. And Americans are increasingly coming to that conclusion, and that's got to be answered to.
Well, we're going to be answering a lot of things here, and we're getting ready to take a break. And when we come back from this break, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to talk about our great governor, Florida Governor Ron DeSantis, and where he was yesterday and where he is today. He's out and about doing plenty of stuff. But if I wasn't thinking about 2024, I wouldn't even mention that I think he's out campaigning. But who knows? Who knows? Hold on there, Colonel. We'll be right back, folks, with more on the Captain's America Third Watch. Don't go anywhere. We shall return.
Not over yet. More with United States Army retired Lieutenant Colonel Kevin Wright right after this on the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Why shotgun? Why shotgun?
Hi, Peter Porcaro for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up for free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, mysteries, ghosts, UFOs, and the afterlife, and so much more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people seeking a viable alternative to the other dating services. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and want to connect with people, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. Mark Rawlings, president of ParanormalDate.com, says so many people hunger to share their experiences about the paranormal, the unexplainable, or the afterlife, and so much more, and this is the source for them to meet and share that common interest. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com, ParanormalDate.com, and use the code GEORGE if you decide to connect with someone you like.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
92
$1,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Tonight's muster is not over yet. More with United States Army retired Lieutenant Colonel Kevin Wright right after this on the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
All righty, welcome back everybody to the Captain's America Third Watch. And this portion of the program is brought to you by Moss Family Automotive. And Moss is spelled M-A-U-S. And I will tell you that hardly a week goes by when I don't get a call from somebody at Moss Nissan asking me to meet one of my listeners from somewhere around the countryside that's just bought a new Nissan or certified pre-owned vehicle. Now, it's amazing how they get customers from the Panhandle, South Georgia, all over Florida, and Tampa Bay, too. Moss Nissan just can't be beat when it comes to price and customer service. Now, it all starts with Moss Care, which gives you many miles of carefree motoring, including free oil changes and tire rotation for the life of your vehicle. You can't beat the selection either at Moss with the dealerships and over 500 new and pre-owned vehicles on hand right now. Now, a clean trade-in, you want one? Sure, they got them. And they're commanding a great resale price, too. So you can take advantage, upgrade your ride now, trade in what you got, get something else. Now, Moss Nissan is the exclusive home of the You Serve, You Save program, where all active military, all veterans, all first responders, whether you're EMS, firefighter, or police, and church pastors, too, get a great deal offered to you. The Moss Nissan locations are in Crystal River, Newport Richey, the flagship store at 19 and 54. They're also at Nissan and Acura on Florida Avenue in Tampa, and the all-new Moss Nissan, located on State Route 50, right there, just east of the Suncoast Parkway in Brooksville, Florida. Now, find them online at MossMAUSNissan.com. And don't forget to tell them the captain sent you. It'll open the door for more savings, too. All right, joining us right now, retired United States Army Lieutenant Colonel Kevin Wright. Good morning, Colonel.
Good morning, Captain.
Thank you very much for being sticking around and all that good stuff. And we appreciate having you on the program. All right.
My pleasure.
I got to talk about our great governor. He went up to New York to be at a, I believe it was a law officers convention of some sort, and he was a speaker. But while he was there, he was a recruiter for the state of Florida, recruiting police officers and saying, listen, we respect our police officers down there. You don't need to worry about somebody being woke or this, that, and the other. We help you, and we want you to come if you want to come. We'd love to have you be a part of Florida. I mean, he said all the right things, and I'm sure he's going to have quite a group that's going to come down here because we have reciprocity, Florida and New York, for EMS, for fire, and for police. So it's very easy to do.
Yeah, I'll tell you. And, of course, at the same time, of course, President 45 made the trip to Palestine, Ohio. So the heat is on. And here's my prediction. I think, certainly after the legislative session is over, but I think that our Governor Ron DeSantis is going to announce his candidacy. I think it might be an Independence Day announcement or some thereabouts.
They say that if he does, I heard this morning earlier, it will be after the legislative session is over, which
In May.
Yeah, it'll be after that.
Yeah, but I don't think he'll do it immediately after that because some of the stuff has got to get on his desk or sign it. It'll give a little bit of airtime, but I'm just thinking out loud because he's pretty savvy. He's got some pretty savvy folks that are helping him with his messaging and his planning and all that. Not just here in Florida, but across the nation. So. I'm just thinking that the Independence Day, an Independence Day announcement might be kind of fitting if I was from his perspective. But I don't know. We'll wait and see.
Yeah, I agree with you. I don't disagree with you at all with that one because I don't think he's going to do it anytime soon. But
right.
And then that'll give some more people a chance to jump in if that's what they want to do.
And there will be at least a couple more. And in the end, I think we're going to have about eight Republicans vying for the 2024 party nomination.
Now, an unprecedented 350,000 public school students in New York City repeatedly missed school last year, a harrowing sign of learning loss that's hitting the city's most vulnerable children very hard. They got kids that can't pass the basic reading test for the grade they're in. They can't pass the basic math test. For the grade they're in, I mean, this is really serious stuff.
Yeah, and New York is just the worst of that. This is a problem nationwide. It really is. It's worse of a problem in places like New York and California and Michigan. The governor up there has defended ruthlessly all her shutdown and stuff like that. But yeah, kids are paying the price. It's almost like the schools are practicing what we're doing on the border, the catch and release. Okay. You're here, school started, go home, and we're not going to count for you, whatever you're doing or wherever you're at, do whatever you're going to do. And meanwhile, parents are having to work two jobs or whatever to get through and put food on the table, and our kids are running untethered.
Well, here's one for you. The GOP could gain 4 House seats in the redistricting being done in North Carolina.
Yeah. I'm like what you said earlier. The surprising thing is that that's just now apparently come to light. I mean, Democrats were cheering because they saw the guy Santos up there in New York on the ropes and all. And they say, hey, well, hold the phone. You know, it ain't over till it's over. And amazingly, here we're talking towards the end of February about the game still being played. We're not in the end zone yet. Isn't that funny?
Let's go to the phone line and see who we got here. Good morning, caller. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Mary from St. Petersburg.
What's up?
Hello. Referring to our children, the cursive writing thing a long time ago when they said you don't teach cursive writing in school, you teach printing. Just one of the tenets of communism and trying to take over a country. Kids can't read cursive writing these days. They can't read our Constitution because it's in cursive writing. What do you think? Thank you.
Okay. What do you think, Colonel?
I understand her sentiments, but I get less excited about that, and here's why. Because just like, you know, the Bible was originally written in the ancient Hebrew, in Aramaic. Nobody reads it in that. King James Version is written in King James of England language. That's what people got. And we have faith that that is that. So, we don't use compasses anymore out on the high seas. And there's a lot of things that we don't use anymore that, you know, some people out there check out them skills. I don't get as excited about kids that can't understand cursive. I think it's nice to do that. I think parents should teach your kids, and maybe they should be introduced to it in the schools, but there shouldn't be a lot of time spent on that. I mean, we do need to focus on reading, writing, and arithmetic, plain and simple.
Yeah.
Absolutely. But I wouldn't put too much weight on having to understand cursive. And I get her sentiments, but I just don't get as excited about it as Mary from St. Pete.
Well, I'm all about reading, writing, arithmetic myself because I keep running into people that can't do much of it, and they're unfortunately some
regardless
of these...
of how it's written, cursive, printing, otherwise, they can't do it.
Nope. Now, you know, when you talk about Pete Buttigieg. And I'll call him Butthead. I like calling him Butthead. He's earned that title. But anyway, he's flunked Crisis Communication 101. I'm using that as a course. He's flunked Crisis Communication 101 with his train derailment response. He's been basically AWOL, period.
I don't know whether this was a crisis that the left decided that isn't one that they could politically capitalize on, so they didn't let it go to waste. But absolutely. He didn't want. He didn't recognize it as the crisis that it was. And then when he did respond to it, you're right. It's almost like he had a long time to prepare his response because he's so late in doing it. You would have thought it would have been a stellar communications response for a guy that is supposed to be a great communicator and all that, and, you know, communicating it in his mayorship and unbelievable.
Remember, this is the guy that couldn't fix the potholes in his city.
And there you go. Yeah.
Now, Zelensky from Ukraine said, and I quote, "Should China ally with Russia, there will be a world war."
They're already allied with Russia, and they have been for a long time.
That's right.
We talked about it here. There's that the evil axis. It is Russia, Iran, and China. And there's a couple other bit players like North Korea and all that. But that's it. That's been the case for a long time.
All right, Colonel.
Wake up.
Hold that thought, Colonel. Colonel's going to stick around with us, folks, so he'll be here for another segment. If you want to give us a call, we'd be happy to hear from you. Don't go anywhere. The Captain's America Third Watch rolls right back.
Tonight's muster is not over yet. More with United States Army retired Lieutenant Colonel Kevin Wright right after this on the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau d'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperT.com.
USA News Update. A major winter storm will spread heavy snow and blizzard conditions through the Rockies, Plains, and Upper Midwest, and snow and ice from the Great Lakes into the parts of the Northwest today. Despite February being one of the warmest on record in parts of the Midwest and Northeast, it's also a month of the most winter storms in the United States over the past 10 years. Turkish officials are reporting another strong earthquake, and its aftershocks have struck southern Turkey and Syria on Monday, causing buildings to collapse and killing at least six people. The 6.4 magnitude earthquake shook the southern Turkish province of Hatay just after 8 p.m. local time last night. There will be dueling speaking engagements today. President Biden marks the one-year anniversary of Russia's invasion of Ukraine from Poland, and Russian President Vladimir Putin is expected to give a speech today on his special military operation that led to the invasion of Ukraine. Lance Pry, USA News.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go, and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Folks, it's Tuesday, and that means it's time for Lunch with the Captain at Mission Barbecue in Tampa. Join Captain Matt Bruce from 11:30 a.m. to 1:30 p.m. for great conversation, great people, and of course, great food. That's Mission Barbecue on West Waters Avenue, east of the Veterans Expressway in Tampa. Come on out and see the captain. We'll see you there.
This is going to be a very busy day for yours truly, because we'll be at lunch at Mission Barbecue as we normally are, from 11:30 to 1:30. However, tonight we'll be over at Mugs at the Icott Center on Omerton. The Tampa Bay Trump Club is having a meeting, and I'm going to be giving the keynote speech. My speech is going to be about how we got into the mess we got into and how we can get out of it. It's actually fairly simple, and I'm going to make it fairly simple. Because, unfortunately, the people that got us into the mess, some of them are still in office, and they shouldn't be. And when you find out what happened and how it happened, maybe it might change your mind about some of these folks, huh? So if you want to hear what's going on, show up, and we'll tell you. All righty. In the meantime, this is the Captain's America Third Watch. You can reach the show by calling 877-969-8600. All right, I'm going to be talking now with Thomas Parker. We've talked to him several times about real estate, and of course his website is movement.com/Thomas Parker. You can find out more about him by going there. And we're going to talk about the economy, because the thing that's got me going here is these people in Ohio are screwed, literally screwed. And the railroad is trying to give them $1,000 and buy them off for $1,000 and to help them out. Say, well, here's some money that'll help you out so you can do whatever. No, it's not working that way. They're not getting any help from anybody. FEMA will be there next week. Next week, They should have been there 2 weeks ago. All right, and without any further ado, here's Thomas. Hey there, Tom, how you doing?
Good morning, Captain. I'm doing well. How are you?
Well, I better know those people up there in Ohio. I tell you, I just keep thinking to myself, they've been roper-doped and more.
Yeah, no kidding. I think that's a class action lawsuit waiting to happen. If it hasn't already, I'm not sure. But people should move down to Florida. I mean, if Ohio is not going to work out for them, Florida is a great state. We've got a great governor, and our policies did not result in the EPA blowing up a train with full of chemicals. So definitely a better state, I think, to be in right now than Ohio. Unfortunately, the good people of Ohio should consider moving down to Florida.
I agree with you, because that was the biggest mistake that I think I've ever made in all my years of knowing anything about hazardous materials. And I spent 30 years, the last 20 years of my career, was as a hazardous materials officer and an incident commander in the fire service. And I've never heard of doing that in a residential area. Now, I've seen it done out in the middle of the desert, out in the middle of nowhere, but not in a residential area. Unbelievable. So let's talk about how the economy is doing. How is the economy doing here in our state?
Yeah, well, unfortunately for the people in Ohio, this is a terrible time for this to happen, because a lot of them may be losing their jobs. The economy is not doing very well. We did have a statistical jump in January as far as retail sales, inflation, and employment data. But as I've mentioned before, the underlying health of the economy is weak, and you should anticipate additional layoffs across most sectors of the economy later this year. In fact, 68% of people say that they're worried they may not be able to cover their living expenses for just 1 month if they've lost their primary source of income. So that's not good. Investors additionally are aware of what's happening, by the way. They have pulled a net $31 billion from U.S. equity and ETF funds in the first 6 weeks of this year. That's the most ever to start a year since 2016 pulled from equity funds. So people generally are aware that it's not a great time to invest in the U.S. economy compared to years prior. Part of that, though, is that according to Vanguard, additionally, a record number of Americans are pulling from their 401k just to make ends meet. You're already aware that we have record credit card debt, which is now sitting at about $1 trillion, and a very low savings rate, about 3%, which is the lowest since 2008. So it seems that people are turning to the last resort of pulling funds out of their retirement just to pay the bills.
By the way, I want to wish you one of our listeners congratulations and a job well done by somebody, because he's a grandfather up there in New York State, and that's George the Godfather.
Congratulations, George.
Yep. So George, he's up there. That's why we haven't seen him lately. I've been wondering why we haven't seen him. He's up there, but that's okay. Well, you know, houses, I guess, have gone up again. Am I right or am I wrong?
You are correct. So it's going to be a volatile year. That's the word, I think, for 2023 is volatile. It's an interesting moment, and it's an interesting year for the housing market. There's a lot of confusion out there, and rightly so, because it is complex. In fact, two-thirds of Americans expect the housing market to crash in the next 3 years, and that's according to a recent study done by MarketWatch. Now, I understand why people would think that, but they're very likely mistaken, and so I'll explain very quickly why that is. First of all, home builders are already adjusting to the market. More than half of them said that they were planning to scale back features that made the homes too pricey, and more than 40% were planning to reduce the square footage of homes in 2023. We saw a number of price reductions over the past few months from home builders, but they're mostly coming out west. Home builder sentiment has been rising since the December lows, but that may indicate that builders believe the worst is behind us. Now, I actually don't think that's true, which means the home buying opportunity is likely later this year, but that's what they think. Another thing I would want to stress is this is not 2008. Lending standards have been very tight for some time. Homeowners have 58% equity in their homes, meaning even if prices drop massively, they're still not underwater. In 2008, homeowners had just 19% equity in their homes on average, so not even close to that level. Not only do they have a ton of equity, but homeowners from 2001 also have extremely low mortgage rates in the 2 to 3% range. People so far have not been willing to give up that low fixed payment, even if they need more space or want to downsize. But as time passes, more of those holdouts will relent, and accept a higher payment, particularly if they've grown their family or increased their income. So finally, if you, you have to weigh the difference, which is obviously to rent, right? You're comparing, do you want to rent or do you want to buy? That's the whole point. Renting will definitely save you money in the short term. That's very likely. But it costs you a lot in the long run if you continue to do that. Nearly 15 million renter households are paying more than 30% of their income on rent. And renters are spending the highest percent of their incomes on rent in 20 years. Having a fixed mortgage payment will save you a lot of money in the long run, especially if you consider the refinance opportunity.
Well, I think the rent, again, it hasn't gone down any time lately, but I think that's been constantly going up, has it not?
No, so you're exactly right. There's been some pressure out west because the markets out there are cooling much faster than they are down here, and I think you already know the reason for that, typically California.
Right.
But one of the reasons for that, Captain, is that there's a number of houses that have just started construction for the specific purpose of becoming rentals. In fact, the number of those houses that are intended to become rentals is now the highest, or is now higher, I should say, than the number of ones that are being built to sale. That's the first time we've ever seen that happen on record, which is kind of crazy. But that rental relief doesn't come until after they're built.
Now, I know you're a very smart young man, and I know that you've done a lot to help the listeners of the program, people that have called you up and talked to you about some different things, and that's great. So here's what I want you to do. First of all, give us your phone number, and then give us your website.
Sure. So my phone number is 727-424-2619, and my website is parkerhomemortgage.com. That's parkerhomemortgage.com.
I had that wrong. Okay. I better change that right now because I had the, what is that, the one you had originally?
That's my other website. It's a generic branded website to the company I work, but I do have a separate standalone website, which is probably better for most people to go to.
Okay, parkerhomemortgage.com.
That's correct.
Very good. And the phone number is 727-424-2619. And, of course, I would recommend anybody with any questions about financing that they take it up with you. You can help them. You can certainly walk them through the process, whatever it takes, right?
Absolutely. It'd be my pleasure to help.
And I know you had one of our mutual friends that was going to do a reverse mortgage, so he's still working on that with you.
Yes, we had somebody actually do a home equity line, and they're already done with it.
Okay. All right, very good. Well, Thomas, I appreciate you calling in. We look forward to talking to you again real soon. Take care and enjoy the weather.
Thank you. You too.
All right. Thank you very much. And that's Thomas Parker. And again, parkerhomemortgage.com, the website, phone number 727-424-2619. Give him a call. See what he has to offer. And in the meantime, we are going to sneak out and go to break.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch. Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
February is Heart Month. Every year for the month of February, to show our appreciation to Extendivite's faithful customers, we have a sale. If you would like to try Extendivite, now is the time to get a few months ahead and really give Extendivite the time to show you how it works. Most of Extendivite's long-term customers wait for this sale to stock up. People and doctors tell us about the unbelievable improvements that they have experienced in their overall health, not just the heart. Extendivite wants you to experience the power of these herbs. Get a four-month supply for only $115 for either the capsules or tincture. Please take advantage of this once-per-year sale and get healthy for life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.
Hi, folks. It's Tuesday, and that means it's time for Lunch with the Captain at Mission Barbecue in Tampa. Join Captain Matt Bruce from 11:30 a.m. to 1:30 p.m. for great conversation, great people, and of course, great food. That's Mission Barbecue on West Waters Avenue, east of the Veterans Expressway in Tampa. Come on out and see the Captain. We'll see you there.
Okie dokie. I'll be there from 11:30 to 1:30, Mission Barbecue. Over there at West Waters, 11:30 to 1:30. Stop by and have lunch. We always have a good group there, and we'll have another good group today. And then tonight, if you want to have a real treat, come on over to Mugs on Omerton in Largo. We will be there, and I will be the keynote speaker. And what I'm going to talk about is how we got into the mess we're in now and how we can get out of it. And it's not all that difficult. Now, we'll see if people want to heed the advice, and we'll see where that goes. But I'm looking forward to it, and I've done my research, folks, so it's going to be interesting. Trust me. All right, and this portion of the show brought to you by our friends at Dominic's Blinds and Decor down there in Sarasota. They're located at 4540 Clark Road at McIntosh. All their blinds, shades, and shutters are made in the USA. They are a Hunter Douglas dealer, too. And remember, Dominic's offers local installation, on-site cleaning, parts and repairs here in the local area. You can stop by and see the crew there in the store, or you can give them a call on the phone at 941-922-2345. That's 941-922-2345 to set up an appointment for service or just stop by the store. Either way works for them. 941-922-2345. And don't forget to tell them the captain sent you. All righty. Before I go to the caller who's on the line here, I just want to rehash what we've been doing here. First of all, yesterday morning, Joe Biden showed up in the Ukraine. Now, it just so happens that we were able to get his arrival on the air, talk about him, and talk about what he was up to. And we also were able to get a couple of our experts that called to tell us about what they felt he was trying to attempt. Now, at the same time, our governor was up in New York City, Ron DeSantis. And he was up there at a law enforcement convention, but while he was there, he made the offer to the laid off and the terminated New York Police Department officers to come down to Florida, that there'd be a job for them. And all I can say is God bless Ron DeSantis, I'll tell you. He also said in the Ukraine, and I think he got this right, I think it would behoove them to identify what is the strategic objective that they're trying to achieve. But they're saying it's an open-ended blank check, and that's not acceptable. No, it's not. They can't have a blank check there. We've got people going without here. Classic example, take a look at Ohio. Take a look at Ohio, where that train derailed. People are going without, and then they offer them, oh, we'll give you $1,000 to get by. That should take care of you. Are you kidding me? That's an insult. That's an insult. And then, by the way, they want you to sign a little form that says you're not going to hold them responsible for anything else. So they're baiting it with $1,000. No. If they're going to do that, at least get them to give you $10,000 or more. If they're going to do that, that's what I would do. Say, you want to give me money and forget about me? I'll take $10,000, $20,000, whatever. Whatever the cost of the replacement for your stuff is, that's the way I would do it. Now, we also talked about the GOP and how with the North Carolina redistricting, yep, North Carolina, they could gain 4 new House seats. Isn't that something? And, of course, we talked about the Biden administration negotiating the deal to give WHO, the World Health Authority, organization rather, authority over the U.S. pandemic policies. And that's compliments of Javier Becerra and the Health and Human Services Department. Buttigieg, he's flunked everything there is to flunk on this train derailment. Nowhere to be found. He needs to go. Zelensky, should China ally with Russia, there'd be a world war. You know, there already is, if you look around. May not be official, but they're already, everybody seems to be going at it here. And, of course, the Israeli Air Force has agreed to purchase about 25 new fighter jets from Boeing. Kudos to them. And then, and this is a big mistake if somebody decides to do this one, it seems that nobody from either political party wants to cut Social Security and Medicare. That they have trouble with the math and the tough policies calling for something to be done soon. You heard the colonel and I talking about 2030 or 2035, I guess it was, when Social Security, as we know it, will have to go away because there's just not going to be any money. It's going to be insolvent. And then the mistrust of the FDA. What can you say about that? The CDC, the FDA, undermining its misinformation fight. The U.S. warning China not to send weapons to Russia for the Ukraine war. A little late for that, boys. Israel telling us it won't authorize new settlements in the coming months. Okay. We'll see if they stick to their word. But that's basically where we've been and what we've been talking about this morning. And the podcast is going to be a humdinger. But I look forward to seeing you tonight at Mugs at 6:30 to 8:30. That's the 2 hours that we allot. Some people get there earlier and have a sandwich or whatnot. That's fine. And then again today, if you want to stop by Mission Barbecue, 11:30 to 1:30, we'd be happy to see you, because that's our regular Tuesday stop. And, Jeff, I don't know what you're trying to send me there, but I'll get to it when I get to it. But anyway, there you go. And let me line something up here, because I'm going to bring the caller on the telephone line here in just a second. But I have to line this little liner up that I have. And I hope you guys and gals are having a great day today, doing whatever it is you're doing. If you're working from home, great. If you're not, well, I guess it's not so great, but at least you'll get your job done and you'll get a paycheck, right? A lot of people aren't getting paid for some of the things that are going on here. All right, let me see here. I'm trying to get this right. All right, there we go. All right, folks, get ready. It's time. Here we go.
Time now for 60 Seconds with Todd. Take it away, Todd.
Let's get down to business, ladies and gentlemen. You learn more in 60 seconds than you do listening to anybody else. Let me correct Hannity out there, okay, who said, Nikki Haley, this is what you do. No, Nikki Haley, you keep your word. You said you wouldn't run against Donald Trump, so step down and keep your word and have some authenticity. I expect Joe Biden to lie to me, but not you, okay? And that goes for the rest of you, all right? Now, I understand. Let me give you politics, advanced politics, that you won't learn at Harvard, where you waste $100,000 coming out of socialist Marxist, you loser, okay? And not the rest of you colleges. Okay, so in the inside, they're saying, we're not going to let Donald Trump win. Mitch McConnell hates Donald Trump. Everybody hates Donald. In the inside, the American people love Donald. Donald was the Michael Jordan of presidents. So how are you going to go against it? So they're going to try and take him down. And when I see you on the stage, okay, I look at you as a traitor. Okay, you should be behind Donald Trump 100%, saying he won in a landslide and he was the greatest president in American history. So, okay. Let me tell you something else. Joe Biden's over there. You're collecting, the big guy's collecting his money over there from Ukraine, giving out our money, $800 billion here, into this and that. That's what he's doing over there, dumb nuts. Okay? So this is the dichotomy that we're in. We're the American people. The government's supposed to work for us. We the people. Okay? And you gotta toughen up, because they're trying to take it, steal it, And take your money and give it away to everybody else but you, the American people. Now, toughen up. Stand up for Jesus Christ. Let me tell you, preachers, during the Super Bowl, you should be standing up for Jesus Christ and saying, Jesus Christ, the warrior king, and we stand up for righteousness, and Donald Trump won in the landslide. Let's get to work and save the country. Peace.
All right, Todd in Tampa. We've had our sermon for the morning. And we will be back tonight, 0200 hours. Actually, 0206 when we come back on. But anyway, I hope to see you today at Mission Barbecue for lunch, 11:30 to 1:30. And then, of course, tonight over at Mugs on Almerton. Going to be a great day. God bless America. Stay warm, everybody. See ya.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.